Books on Tape presents Challenger Park by Stephen Harrigan. Read by Robertson Dean. Note to readers. The shuttle mission upon which the action of this book hinges, STS-108, is the designation of an actual spaceflight that occurred in December 2001. I hope those who flew and worked that untroubled mission will forgive my elaborate fictional distortions, which include imaginary crew members and grave emergencies. At the time in which this novel takes place, the loss of the space shuttle Columbia has not yet occurred. That tragedy, with its shattering personal and institutional toll, is still several years in the future. Chapter 1. She thought she had a chance to make the light at the intersection of NASA Road 1 and Space Center Boulevard, but the driver in front of her maddeningly decelerated as he answered his cell phone, and now he had come to a full stop while the turn arrow was still yellow. Well aware of her own vulnerability to panicky frustration, Lucy Kincheloe made a point to remind herself there was no real hurry. The light was 2 minutes long at most. The familiar voice on the phone had been calm, and Lucy herself had already made this trip 4 times this year. She had trained for enough emergencies to know that beneath almost every sort of raging anxiety there was a calm pocket, a perfect little vacuum, in which both thoughts and actions were crisp and clear. She could find that place if she needed to, but for now she just lightened her grip on the steering wheel, then stared in contemplation at the recessed Chrysler logo at its center, as if it were some sort of ancient mandala-like emblem. The man in front of her swung his head back and forth as he talked on his cell phone. He wore a baseball cap and sunglasses, and on the back of his Range Rover there was a bumper sticker that read, "When a man is tired of Lubbock, he is tired of life."